Hoping to encourage elementary school students to develop the habit of reading, the Arkansas Reads, or the Hogs and Dogs program, has launched its second annual book drive. Dr. Suzanne McRae is the Vice Provost of Enrollment and Dean of Admissions at the University of Arkansas. She says the program was launched with cooperation from a variety of offices from across the University of Arkansas and the Fayetteville High School.
We hope to expand our high school involvement to include lots of other high schools as well in this effort. But Fayetteville High School has been very enthusiastic. They collect books at basketball games for admission to a basketball game. You can bring a book that's suitable for K through 5. And so that's a very exciting thing that they've done as well. So we've gotten a lot of support there. Been great support in campus involvement and departments across campus collecting books and really wanting to share with others their love for reading, and a lot of parents who've enjoyed books with their children, and now their children are grown up and are growing up, and they want to share those books with other children.
Last year's book drive benefited Marvel Elementary School in Marvel in Phillips County. The facility was fairly new, but needed the books.
We collected about 800 for the elementary school and a couple of hundred for the high school, but our focus was the elementary school. So we went to Marvel. The chancellor flew in, and that was really wonderful. The provost, Provost Gaber and Chancellor Gerhardt were there, and they read to students, and they presented the books. It was really quite exciting. We also took the Razorbug. I had never traveled with the Razorbug before, and it was like traveling with a rock star. I think at one point John Baltz, who was driving the bug, was nearly driven off the road as people are trying to take pictures and things. And I hadn't had that experience before. It was quite interesting.
The program worked with Dr. David Joliffe, Brown Chair in English Literacy at the U of A, to identify Marvel Elementary as a recipient of the books from the first book drive. Thereafter, phone calls and requests from other Arkansas schools started pouring in.
From that, we picked Hughes Elementary as our next school. They're really working on literacy issues. They have some difficulties there. They have some testing issues. They come from an area that is struggling economically. I think 100% of their students qualify for a free and reduced lunch. And they have a real need for the books. And so we have already gotten supporters from the Dixon Street Bookstore has given us books, and Barnes & Noble has as well. And so we're looking, reach out to other bookstores who would like to donate books, and certainly to the community. If you have a favorite children's book, please share. It doesn't do anybody any good on the shelf.
Students from Fayetteville High School and the university will accompany Chancellor David Gerhardt and Provost Sharon Gaber to Hughes Elementary School in Hughes in St. Francis County. The team also hopes to build bookshelves, tables, and chairs to help set up a comfortable space for the elementary school students to read in. Dr. McRae says the book drive sends out a positive message to the community.
Reading is a ticket to a better experience, both intellectually. When you read, you get to experience lots of things that you may not have experienced before. It also leads to competencies. Once you practice reading on fun things, you get to where you are good at reading. And when you're good at reading, then those textbooks aren't quite so as intimidating. And you can do better in school. You do better in school, and of course, there you go. You're off and running. College is the next step. And then the job you love to go to in the morning, that's the end result. We think it's also extremely important for people at the high school level, young people, for people at the college level who are students, for staff members, for people in administration, people everywhere, to be mindful that there are people out there who aren't as lucky as we are, who may not have grown up with books and love books in the same way. And if we can get those books out there early in a child's life, then they can share the same kinds of experiences that we appreciate every day.
The program collects all kinds of books, especially ones which stir the imagination and get elementary school students excited about reading. These include quality pop-up books and classics that inspire discussions and are easy to read to a room full of kids.
I think it has to do with human interaction always. Everything comes back to that. We can have all the devices we want. We're still trying to reach out to people. And I think that when we have lovely books that can be read to children and children can interact and feel that personal connection, I think television loses a little of its attraction, and maybe some of those handheld devices lose a little bit of their attraction. I grew up in a television age, and we didn't have the handheld devices, but we had those kinds of distractions. But in school, when we had teachers who encouraged discussion of these books, and you wanted to be an insider because you had read it, I think that kind of thing will continue to exist, and the more we can encourage it, the better. We need these kids to understand how those handheld devices are made, how they can be improved. I mean, we need more than that, too, of course, and we need a literate society, and to have that, kids are going to have to keep reading.
Book drops are located in several places on the university campus as well as outside of it.
There are book drops in the library and the Fayetteville Public Library and the Mullins Library. We have them in the residence halls. We have them on the Fayetteville High School campus. We're trying to make them as available as possible. Any business that would like to put a book drop box in their business, we'd love to have it out there and have you participating with us and helping us collect those books.
For Ozarks at Large, this is Ithi Agnihotri Mudholkar.